In this video, you will learn how to sketch parabolas using the quadratic formula to find the x-intercepts. Quadratic graphs have three key features: the x and y-intercepts, the turning point, and the shape. The general form of a parabolic equation is y equals ax squared plus bx plus c. When 0 is substituted for x into the equation to find the y-intercept, we are left with y equals c, so the y-intercept will always be c. To find the x-intercepts, we look to factorize the equation, but if it cannot be factorized, the quadratic formula is used. The turning point lies halfway between the x-intercepts, but if the x-intercepts contain surds, it is easier to find the x value of the turning point by using x equals negative b on 2a, which comes from the quadratic formula. Let's sketch the graph of y equals x squared, take 4x, take 3. As the x squared term is positive, this means the parabola is upright. The equation is written in the general form, so we know that the y-intercept is negative 3. To determine the x-intercepts, let y equal 0. We look to factorize the right-hand side, but no two numbers multiply to give negative 3 and add to give negative 4. Therefore, we need to apply the quadratic formula. The discriminant determines how many x-intercepts there are, and as the value is positive, it means there are two x-intercepts. After substituting into the quadratic formula and simplifying the surd, the x-intercepts are 2 plus or minus root 7. As the x-intercepts contain surds, find the x value of the turning point using x equals negative b on 2a. This gives a value of 2. Then, substitute this x value into the original equation to find the y value of the turning point, which is negative 7. So the turning point is 2, negative 7. We now have all the information, so we can sketch the graph. To get a smooth curve, first place the x-intercepts on the graph. Then, draw the parabola in a single smooth motion. Lastly, label all the key features with their coordinates. Let's look at one more example. Y equals negative x squared plus x, take 2. In this equation, the x squared term is negative, so the shape of the parabola is inverted. The y-intercept is negative 2, and to find the x-intercept, y equals 0. This equation can't be factorized, so the quadratic formula is applied. The discriminant is negative, so this means there are no x-intercepts for this graph. As there are no x-intercepts, find the x value of the turning point using x equals negative b on 2a. This gives a value of 1/2. After substituting this x value into the original equation, the y value of the turning point is negative 7 on 4. So, the turning point is 1/2, negative 7 on 4. To sketch this graph, as there aren't any x-intercepts, use the turning point as the first point. Once this is plotted, sketch the parabola in a smooth motion. Then, add the coordinates of the turning point and y-intercept to the graph. Remember, the general equation of any parabola is y equals ax squared plus bx plus c. The y-intercept is therefore c. If the equation cannot be factorized, apply the quadratic formula to determine the x-intercepts. The x value of the turning point is determined by using x equals negative b on 2a, and then substituting this value into the original quadratic equation to find y.